This is Janice Owens, The Schooling of Claybird Cats. Compared to the haste and hurry of the morning, this gathering was kind of tired and jaded, the atmosphere not made any cheerier by a cold gray rain that began to fall around 4, or the fact that the wonderful Uncle Gabe had chosen to snub us all and leave without a word. At first, there had been great hopes he'd show up at Granny's, everyone, even Aunt Candace, looking up at the door at the sound of every car. But as the short winter afternoon drew on to a wet, chill dusk, they finally gave up and admitted the naysayers had won the day, the women making light of it for Missy's sake, all of them offering different explanations on why he should leave so abruptly. Maybe he was sick or had a plane to catch. At one point, Missy even accused me of unnecessary staring that I hotly denied. I didn't even see his stinking hand, I lied. But in the end, no one could really explain why he left so abruptly, his dismissal just deepening the mystery and making a dreary day even drearier. Mama's people all leaving that afternoon for funner destinations than our own. Granny's kin likewise scattering, few of them offering to stay the night, though Mama turned them down. We'll be fine, she assured them, and we were, getting through the coming weeks in much the same way we'd come this far, with the support of the church and all our friends, who kept the good times rolling through Christmas and the New Year and the cold January nights that followed. They took us shopping, took us to dinner, took us, or Sim anyway, to the Super Bowl, and I'd be a liar if I said I really suffered much those first few months Daddy was gone, for there was so much to do, so much to see. I don't think the reality of his death really sank in for a long time, 2 months at least, till sometime in February on one of those iron gray winter afternoons that we don't often see in Florida, the house cold and drafty, me home from school with a sore throat that had turned out to be strep. When the throat swab had come back positive, I had naturally rejoiced as it meant I'd miss a whole week of school, though once home I was quickly bored because Mama was so drugged out that she seemed to sleep around the clock. I mean, she'd get up in the morning and send Sim and Missy off to school and set me up with my medicine and Gatorade, but then she'd go back to bed and there she'd stay all day long. By Friday afternoon, I was sure enough stir-crazy, tired of TV and wandering around the house, bored and restless, looking for something to do. I pulled out matchbox cars and tried Legos, but nothing distracted me. The house filled with this hollow, stuffy smell, the rooms dusty and unused, the pool full of dead leaves. If Daddy had been there, it was a state that wouldn't have lasted for long, for he would have had us jumping, shouting, "Myra, that pool's full of leaves. It'll ruin the pump. Get Sim out to skim it. Melissa Ann, is that your uniform on the floor? Do you remember how to use a washing machine? Were you raised in a barn?" And so on. As for all Daddy's many undeniable virtues, anyone who knew him understood that at the center of his obsessive little